11:03 in the nation's capital. I'm honored. It's a privilege to hook up with Tony Massenburg. You don't want to be in the weight room and you don't want to be on a low block trying to box him out. But if you get, if he's on the phone doing an interview, you're safe. T-Mass, man, welcome home. How are you?
Good, brother. Thanks for having me.
Always have you, man, because I want to get the truth, the real truth, and nothing but the truth. And I know that you're going to do it without an agenda. Miles Turner, and I, because I'm longer in the tooth, so when I see Miles Turner, a big who can shoot it, a big that can run it, he defends, does a lot of these things, and I see the Los Angeles Lakers, who have a hole in their lineup, and there's not a whisper of that, I go, we are now really experiencing a change in the guard. You agree with that?
Do. I cannot that. But at the end of the day, I think when you look at the Lakers situation, players around the league are not as attracted to it as some may think, because when you look on the interior part of it, the inside, the inner workings, having to deal with the LeBron, all of those things. Yeah, when you look at the things that go on behind the scenes, it's not appealing and can be detrimental to your career.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to hear from an expert. I knew how I felt, but, you know, but I thought, as I grew up, I was telling Max, who's a child, I mean, he's 22, 23. How old are you, Max? 24?
24.
He's 24 years old. I got boots 24 mm-hmm. years old. So, and so do you, Mass. You ain't that much
absolutely.
Younger.
Absolutely.
Not that much younger. But we know a day that when
everything else. You know,
whoever the big man was, he was going to, if they wanted him. And they would got it. But because Bron is in, well, he's no longer in charge, but he's pouting. Right now, it's just not appealing. And I think they'll pay for it. What has happened? Has anything surprised you that's happened since we last spoke?
You know, the only thing that really threw me, but then after I thought about it, I guess it made sense, was the Bucks waving Damian Lillard. I thought that was that kind of threw me a little bit. I didn't see that coming, and but once it happened, I kind of understand, you know, how and the why. And from Damian Lillard, I'm like, well, you know, the worst things that could happen to me other than hitting free agency with all my money from my last contract.
Yeah, when you heal. But that's where Father Time is undefeated. Father Time is undefeated.
No doubt.
Love Dame Time, love all that. But man, that ship has sailed. And even if you do invest in them, the question is, how long? How many games they going to play in? And we just saw it with the Celtics. It can happen to anybody. But once you get one, like Porzingis, I need you today. I said, when they called me and said, you know, Sheehan is filming a new commercial today or whatever, you know, he's doing something. I go, man, people are being traded now. People go, who, where, why? Porzingis to Atlanta. And I'm listening to people talk about how excited they are for him to play, what, 20 games? No, I'm serious. I'm not trying to be funny. But you seeing this as I'm seeing it? He hardly ever plays.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of times people get so enamored and so excited about, you know, what they have seen in flashes, you know, and in spurts. And unfortunately, for Porzingis, you know, and we saw it here in D.C., you know, you see stretches of like just free talent, and you're like, man, if I could just get that for, you know, 75 games, you know, 75 games, I'd be happy, you know. But unfortunately, you know, the same thing that makes him unique, you know, his height, his build, his agility, those are also the same things that have been problematic for him. So, you know, he's had to deal with a number of injuries, and unfortunately, he hasn't really had a season where he's played, close to 82 games. Not even close.
Yeah. No, he's an alien. I give him that, but I'm just... Yeah. So I ask you here with the Wizards front. I mean, we know that no matter how they have a defensive mindset, I like the path. We've just seen OKC work with it, basically a skeleton format, if you will. But who the hell isn't? Everybody, for the most part, is trying to get young. Not everybody has an emphasis on defense. But if you don't have anybody who can put the basket, hit the ball in the basket, you're not going to beat anybody. How do you build a program trying to tank? I need you to explain that to me, because you were around a lot of very intelligent people. Anytime you put on your resume San Antonio, that's like going upper class Ivy. So how does this work? We're not going to try to win, but we're going to try to get you better and we're going to develop you. Explain that to me.
Well, first of all, there are variations on that, and a lot of the factors around it, like, okay, who's available in the up-and-coming draft? You know, it's because some draft classes are generational, you know, franchise-altering, and some draft classes are just kind of average. You get pretty good players, but, you know, nothing that we'll be talking about in 10 years. So that part of it depends on what is it that you're scheming for in the draft, if you're, quote-unquote, trying to, you know, get a certain player in the draft so that you can build around that player. If you have a player and you seemingly still aren't trying to win because you're not doing, you don't have enough pieces around that player, then you have to start scheming, you know, to build around the player and figure out the personality. The team that has done this better than anybody, and I'm not, you know, necessarily accusing San Antonio of tanking, but what happened the year that David Robinson didn't play, and they had a really bad season, and they ended up with Tim Duncan just happened to be the guy in the draft. Okay, well, that's not San Antonio necessarily tanking. They couldn't, you know, David Robinson, you know, actually went and had major surgery that season, and that's how they ended up, you know, having a bad season. And then the next season, of course, when David Robinson comes back, now you got these two guys, and then you basically build your franchise for the next 10 to 15 years around, you know, Tim Duncan and at that time, the David Robinson factor, which was, you know, probably had a 3-4 year span, I think it lasted, and they won, you know, championship there together, obviously, the first one, you know.
Yeah, Ginobili wasn't chopped liver.
No, Ginobili wasn't chopped liver. And again, but Doc, that speaks to finding those diamonds in the rough and putting those pieces, putting the correct pieces around what it is that you have. San Antonio did the best job of that when they acquired a Ginobili, when they acquired a Tony Parker, when they brought in a Robert Horry the year that we were there, like as the best, yeah, you know, six-man closer we had ever seen off the bench. Right. So, you know, when you talk about hitting big shots. So,
you're right.
You know, that's part of it. That's, you have to know what you're doing, and you have to have a little bit of luck to land that generational franchise-altering talent, which is not always there. But again, that year for San Antonio, it was.
Yeah, and so was Pop. And again, it's amazing to me how the smartest people are the luckiest.
Yeah.
Because, you know, getting the first people, we've seen people blow it. You get a rotten people who don't really know what the hell they're doing. Just because you have the job or in position does not mean you know what you're doing. How many times and examples do we have to be fed? It's mind-boggling. Max, we got a question for you.
Yeah, so, Tony, it's been a whirlwind couple of days with NBA free agency and all that, and there's been a lot of, like, a lot of people have been talking about the Hawks and the Rockets as kind of the offseason winners so far. So I was curious as to who you kind of think has put themselves in the best position to kind of take that next step, like the Rockets did, adding Kevin Durant and stuff like that. So who's really put themselves in the best position to succeed for next year?
You know, I think the Jordan Clarkson signing in New York was a good signing for the Knicks, because they have clearly needed another go-to scorer outside of Jalen Brunson. So I like that deal there. I think it will help them potentially, maybe, you know, take it to the next level, because they always, you know, ran out of gas under Tibbs, and you know, maybe some folks, you know, blame him for that because, you know, they look at the team and they say, well, they keep getting, you know, to this point every year, and they seemingly either break down or they just, you know, why can't they get over the hump? And to me, a lot of it's been that they're so heavily offensively relying upon Jalen Brunson, especially in the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter, to where it he has to work so hard to get baskets. And because he's exceptionally talented, he's able to pull it off sometimes. But there are times, because he is a smaller guard, it becomes difficult for him. So I think to have a guy like a Jordan Clarkson, who is a bucket anywhere on the court, I think would, you know, maybe at least force the defense to pay attention to someone else.
Go on with your bad self, Max.
I agree. The Jordan Clarkson signing, like, it's going to help the Knicks a lot. Do you have any other kind of, like, big players? Like, I saw the Hawks signed N'Keal Alexander Walker. Like I said, the Rockets bringing Kevin
the
Durant.
The Rockets are interesting. Yeah,
I thought we were excluding that. I didn't know you were asking me what was the most impactful signing. I thought you were comparing a signing. Like the impact. The most impactful to me is the Kevin Durant move.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the one, yeah.
And so, because I think the Rockets have really put themselves in position to kind of take that next step, adding that score and offloading Jalen Green, because I think there's been a lot of talk about his talent level is exceptional, but at the same time, you have to have for a lack of a better term, that dog in you, and I'm not exactly certain that a guy like Jalen Green has that in him.
Well, here's the thing: when you look at the talent that Jalen Green has, that's off the chart. We see the talent. What I hate about his generation, meaning Jalen Green's generation, it's not something that I hate about the generation itself. It's what I hate the parameters of their generation has been subjected to, from basically going straight from AAU to the pros. And so from a developmental standpoint, some guys you see that show up at the pro level more than others in certain situations. And I think Jalen is a perfect example of that. He's a guy who's so talented that I really think that there's a missing gap in the maturity of his game. Mm-hmm. And because when I talk about the maturity, meaning a go-to move, understanding certain game situations, he has to learn these things. And a lot of these things come by way of experience and maturity of which he has neither, because he just hasn't played long enough and he hasn't been in the league long enough. And he hasn't, you know, because he's part of this AAU generation that jumps basically straight from high school to the pros and then are somehow expected by people to be great. When I look at a Kevin Durant, that was a maturation process. He went from high school, he went to college for a year where he was awesome. He then ascended to the pros and had a great rookie year and continued to get better and still is better now statistically than he was earlier in his career, which says everything when you consider the injuries. That's a maturation process. So to me, that's the biggest, most impactful trade this season, simply because the Rockets were able to upgrade and address the area where they needed addressing. And if you're Kevin Durant, you got a group of young dogs around you who are defensive-minded, who are also great team play, you know, guys who you can play with. And that lightens the load for him defensively, which is exactly what you want, because the most important part of Kevin Durant's game is his ability to get buckets and, more importantly, to close for you at the end. So if he's fresh at the end of games, because he doesn't have to do a lot of that dirty work because he's got guys around him that do that, and all he needs to do is basically close, he's going to be more effective because of that. And I think that gives the Rockets a better chance.
You mentioned lack of maturity, the Malik Beasley. This is an example where you're talking about that AAU, that jumping and going, and your skill set may be there, but mentally you come up short.
Right.
And you haven't been around enough old heads to kind of help mellow you.
Exactly. To groom you.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot like cooking. You know, it's when the benefit of marinating something is a huge asset to the inline product and the taste. But it takes time, expertise, and a step that some people, they shortcut it. The young people, no, I don't need that. Well,
exactly. There's a
thing that grandma did that mom learned that he tried to pass down. This generation thinks they go, oh, no, I already figured that out because of some damn computer or handheld device. You know, and that's why they end up in the world. And this young man right now, right when he was on the doorstep to getting paid, could be out.
Could be out. We'll see what the evidence says. And again, this is, you know, this is unfortunate. But at the same time, hey, listen, you know, I blame the young man for his decision making. But at the same time, look at the culture right now around, you know, sports betting and you know, Doc, all of this stuff was unheard of, you know, when you and I were playing professionally.
Thank God. So I'm glad. I'm glad there was no social media. Let's just think wagering. About that. Yeah.
Let's just think about that. So, again, once again, we have a culture that, you know, sometimes rears its ugly head by the actions of some of the guys that are, you know, immersed in it. And sometimes, depending on the individual, you know, you can make a bad decision that you know, ultimately can ruin it all for you.
Yeah. Well, that is the way it goes, man. And as always, I always like hearing it. I don't know about you, Max, but from a guy who's been there and done it. And he's not promoting a product. We're telling you the truth. And it's something that y'all call it old school. And I call it the only school. Because that other stuff, is a lot of it's fake. And only time will tell. It's the same thing that your old heads used to say about us coming in. But the game changers now it's gambling. The lure of it. This is the tip of the iceberg because it's the lure of it. And there are people that get checked. It's a disease. So, hello, control it. No different than they didn't ban alcohol from stores. They're not going to ban this. But just going to take some control, some guardrails. That somehow, some way, I just hope the league is ready for it and doesn't get caught off guard, because this thing is going to be, it's going to end up being tragic. Hate to say it. Mass, appreciate you, man. Once again, loaning your skills out to the underprivileged. We appreciate that.
Thanks for having me, man. Always a pleasure.
You're the best, man. Tony Massenburg, right. I mean, Terp, world champion, Spur, he gets it. He gets it. And I trust him because he's not telling you something someone told him. He's telling you something he lived through. I know y'all don't like expertise. You've proven that to me. I'm convinced of that. But it was good stuff. Look at Max, man. Max going hardcore detail. You know what, Max? I keep forgetting that you are a talent.
You forget I'm a journalism major, Doc.
Exactly.
I went to school for this. I'm built for it.
You are built for it. You are built for it. That's why I like working with you, because you are built for it. And but either way, it can come in a lot of different forms. But it's all good to I feel bad for the kid. I think everybody deserves a second chance. But how do you read? He ain't the first guy to get popped.
No, he's not. Like this happened with He has other famous brothers.
It was in Phoenix.
Yeah, Jontay Porter.
There you go. Hey, man, I always get excited when I remember things, because there may come a time.
There may be a time when you never get it back, you know?
Yeah, I get excited when I remember things, you know? Y'all can laugh all you want to. I don't take it for granted. I mean, I do not take it for granted. But, that is interesting. And his brother, and it'd be one thing if the guy's a star, think he's got a little cachet. Hey, man, I can do what I want to do. How the hell can you be the last man on the bench? How dumb is that? And you do something illegal. You don't even play. You own the team, but you don't play. That should be an indication is that maybe I need to save a little something. How can you be the biggest spender and you at the end of the bench? You tell me. That's why I think there's always a chance for clinical assistance is always needed. And it's more evident to me in basketball because we see people playing basketball more so. You don't see people all the time playing football, or even though flag is picking up. But they invest as much as the typical or average baller invest in his craft, his game, than to go and just give it up by doing something this crazy. How much they invest, that to me, but we see it all the time. Like a guy that is not good with his offhand, he makes it all the way to the NBA, to the pros, and he can't dribble. You know how many people in the NBA can't shoot? Make a living, can't shoot. Don't have a handle. Don't use it offhand. You tell me. But that's the beauty about what we do, man. It's all up for discussion, and I'm glad we get a chance to do it. The Team 980 listener line is 301-230-0980, and we welcome you to jump into it. I wanted to ask you about Jake Paul. There's so much boy. I almost want to interview you.
Oh, gosh.
But, no, Jake, let me tell you what. Do you believe you can fake boxing?
Yeah. And, well,
you think them blows. No, I'm just telling you.
All right. The blows aren't fake.
Okay.
But
okay.
At the same time, you can train yourself to take those blows and you know, make it look real. You know what I mean? Make it look like an actual, like you're actually fighting for your life.
Okay. With the Savannah Bananas, the Harlem Globetrotters, what are they? Highly entertaining.
Of course.
I love them. I love what they do. So what's the difference between them, and that's why I look at Jake Paul. Now, he's smart. He go out and pick a man that, you are really, seriously, kidding, all kidding aside, we might have a shot in the ring against him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They don't get anybody that can really physically beat them, which is smart. And yet, just like the Dallas Cowboys allure, he's telling you, I'm getting a tomato can.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fight a guy that is terrible.
I'm not
going to
fight somebody if I think I can lose.
And you pack arenas and pay-per-view and you blame him?
No, I'm not blaming him. I'm blaming the country at large. And I think the country at large kind of...
It's like the Dallas Cowboy theory. You know the outcome.
Yeah.
They're going to fail.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. And yet you still hype it.
Well, so I think...
Paul, now, I like Jake. Look, so, I look at this brother. This brother is ripped. He puts in the work. He's actually getting better.
Sure.
Every clown he fights. But I'm thinking to myself, now, if this was on some closed circuit... If you were doing this on some other sidebar, he's got pay-per-view filling up arenas, and he's fighting tomato cans.
So this is the thing about Jake. Him and his brother are very good at cutting promos and doing the whole, like, poking and prodding, pushing the general public's buttons and all that good crap that you need to be, like, a professional wrestler or boxer and do exactly what they do.
Genius.
It is. But at the same time, I think the American public has kind of lost its luster for that, especially after the Tyson fight that I think really did it for everybody.
Yeah, but it was hoodwinked.
Because we were...
Jared was behind that too.
Oh, absolutely.
In the Jared world.
I was visiting my brother in Chicago, and so people were out in droves to watch this fight. I mean, every bar that we went to was jam-packed. And like, you could feel the energy in the bar just kind of like, oh, yeah, at, like, first round. Like, everybody was ready to go. And then, bam, like, you hit the second or third round, and it kind of hit everybody like, oh, Mike doesn't have it. Jake's kind of kicking his ass, and it doesn't look great, and I'm not sure how much I am going to enjoy watching this. And towards the end of the fight, like, the entire bar was just booing. So I feel like the general American public has much largely the same
reaction. You don't think he made money?
No, I know he made money, and good for him.
Yeah, he got paid again.
He did,
and he'll get paid again. If he fought you, he would still make some gain. I'm telling you.
I know. I'm with you on that.
Because he's entertaining.
But
it's entertaining.
I'm saying
the Harlem Globetrotters, you knew they weren't going to play a regular basketball team. It was entertaining. Bananas. It's great. It's great.
Hey, the Savannah Bananas still lose baseball games, I'll have you know.
Well, but it's entertainment.
Yeah.
They're still making money.
Absolutely.
They're making money. The Dallas Cowboys have a huge following. And you know it's a train wreck. That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
Don't blame them. Blame the people.
Yeah.
To follow it.
Fair.
That's all I'm saying. It's America, man. You have the right to be just as dumb as bridges if you want to, and we will allow you to do that all on your own.
All right, true.
We'll take a break here. Kevin Sheehan's show. Coach is doing a commercial, and he gives his love to his fan base. We're holding it down right here. DLC pinch hitting for Sheehan. We'll be right back.
All right, we are back, and right before we came back, I wanted to bring up something that I just saw as we were coming back.
What'd you see?
So the headline is, and I know you won't care too much. Well, fans will care about this.
Well, you don't know. You don't know. Try it.
Well, all right. Sources reveal dates for NFL alternate throwback helmet and uniform unveiling. So, yes, I know, Doc.
No, it's good.
But
it's good.
We are a part of this unveiling. So the Commanders, the Bucks, the Browns, the Steelers, the Saints, the Packers, and the Seahawks are all going to be revealing new alternate or throwback helmets. So according to sportslogos.net, the Commanders helmet reveal is going to take place 1 week from today. Our sources have indicated that the Washington Commanders will be the first to reveal a new alternate helmet and jersey on July 9th. And so here's where we get a little bit of credit. A recent report from the Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 AM in D.C.
Coach, you prefer to be called Coach.
That's right.
Don't disrespect the coach, okay?
Coach suggests that they will resemble the Redskins era uniforms and will become a full part of a full uniform redesign in 2026. So, mm-hmm. July 9th, new helmets. I'm very, very, very excited about this. Because
can you not be?
Right. Well, like, of course I want it to return, like, as true to form as you can possibly get. Now,
agreed.
I for one, love the logo that Blackie Wetzel designed. I think it's mm-hmm. all timeless classic, really. But mm-hmm. I have accepted the fact that we'll probably never get anything like that on a helmet again. Now, with the... I'm just going to speculate because I know nothing other than this report, but... like last year, you remember the whole Dan Quinn thing wearing the W logo with the feather on the back of it, and a lot of people freaked out and were like, "Oh, they're bringing it back." Now we could see something like that on the new helmets, but I'm excited to see where they end up going. I know it's probably going to be because like Kevin and I have talked about it on air. It'll probably be some kind of return to form, which is something I'm really looking forward to. So. Yeah, new helmets in a week for the alternates. But going forward in 26, that's probably going to be the new standard.
I'll take it. I'll hope so. You don't know. I would just love to have the old uniforms back. I think it's a sin for any group that is a championship operation that has won a world championship.
Mm-hmm.
To get further away from that look, because that's the distinction of being a true champion.
Being a winner.
It is disrespectful to me, some of the uniform modifications that have happened, not just on this group's watch, but before it was such a clown show. And I hope they get it together. Now I'm far more concerned about the guys wearing the uniform and how they play.
Of course.
That I am and what they did. If they'd come out and can kick Philadelphia's behind and go to a Super Bowl, they can be in polka dots. I'll be wearing polka dots.
True. There's something to the saying, you look good, you feel good, you feel good, you play good. So,
well, it never worked in the past 24 years. Okay, so I don't buy that crap either.
You got a point there.
But everybody's right. Don't follow me. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Stay stuck on stupid. Yeah. And you see how many wins that got you. I hail to the W, Polly, 757, all the way through. I'm not mad because, again, I'm not hung up on what you wear. I'm hung up on how you play.
Of course.
You know, and so when I look back, I'm just glad that when I walk in a place that backed the team that won championships, it's a championship uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they don't want to embrace that, so be it. I'm following their script. I just want to be 12-5. Can you do what you did last year?
Yeah, can you go 12-5?
Hey, man,
again,
I'm all into it. I can buy the W. If putting the feather on that kills you, then don't do it. But I tell you what, you're losing a ton of money.
Yeah.
Because there are people, and I respect their right to do it, they wouldn't be caught dead in no new gear. And they want to have, but if they close
the host of this show,
it makes sense to just get a little closer. Don't just go high side on us. Because there are enough people will follow you. You don't realize how many dollars you're losing.
Yeah.
See, that's the whole thing I go with. Man, this is economics, too. Let's not kid ourselves. I guarantee you, this new look, it's going to be as close to the old look as possible.
Yeah.
Because these guys are intelligent.
They know what they want.
And they're intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
See, we were run by some people that had a very low IQ. No longer the case.
That's a really nice way of putting it, too, Doc.
Well, what was the results?
None. I'd prefer none.
No, I'm not trying to cast stones. Nothing but the facts, Slim.
Yeah.
Nothing but the facts. And they jeopardized. And again, it's reckless. And they're not the only ones. It's been done all over sports. But because somebody's got to be in charge that is competent, that has an IQ higher than Lassie's, that won't stand for BS.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm asking for. And these guys are doing it. What more do you want? We want to see if they can do it twice.
Right.
We want to see if they build on it.
Duplicate
Helmet Day, all these gimmicks, Helmet Day. I don't get, but they were 12 and what? Okay, you want to do Helmet Day? I'm with you. Matter of fact, I'll be there. No problem. Just keep winning. Keep getting the NFC Championship game. Not a problem. No problem. Whatever y'all do, go for it. But just win, baby. But don't come out here and get gutted and then tell me about a uniform, because I don't give a crap. I want to be the people inside the uniform to have purpose and to fight like hell to be the best they can be. And then we're good. Then we're good. Name, color, and all that. Y'all want to wear black? Whatever. But if you're good in it, see, that Hail Mary, that's why it's one good thing about the black uniforms. The Hail Mary.
Yeah, turned your opinion right around, huh?
Win in it.
Yeah.
I can accept it. I don't like none of it, but I'm accepting of it. Because you won in it.
Yeah.
If you win in it, you know what I mean? I can be swayed. I can be convinced.
Yeah, there's
who the hell am I worried about? You in dead last place in the past, and you worried about a uniform.
Yeah.
Really? Your name is garbage. That's what you should have called yourself, the Washington Garbage.
Hey, garbage men get some respect around here.
Well, that's what you were putting out. That's what you were putting in Quack Show.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's over. I don't even want to go back. It's a waste of my time to go back. Whatever they do, they keep winning. I support the hell out of it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's good. And as long as, again, I'm going to be very specific. Hand in the dirt, you got my attention. If we shore up that, we're close. And what more do you want? What more do you want? 301-230-0980 is the number. It's but yeah, everybody has a right to their own opinion. What would our format be like if everybody agreed with everything we say? Boring. Okay.
It's true.
Have a take. Have a take. But come in with it well rehearsed. Okay. If not, you're going to get, it's going to be like Dikembe. No, 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 no. You will get rejected. We'll be right back.
All right, last night, the Indiana Fever defeat the Minnesota Lynx to win the WNBA Commissioner's Cup despite missing Caitlin Clark due to a groin injury. Wimbledon going on right now. It has been a rough start for the Americans. Coco Gauff falls in the opening stages to Ukraine's Diana Yastremska, and Francis Tiafoe falls today to Britain's Cameron Norrie. The NHL free agency continues as some former Caps have come off the market. Lars Eller is signing a one-year deal in Ottawa. Andrew Mangiapane signs a two-year deal in Edmonton. And Taylor Radish signs with the New York Rangers. The NHL has also reached an agreement with the International Olympic Committee to permit NHL players to play in the 2026 Winter Olympics. This agreement will also open the door for the players to be in the 2030 Winter Olympics as well. Nats were rained out yesterday and take on Detroit in a doubleheader today. Trevor Williams will take the hill against, for the Nats against the Tigers' Tyler Holton. First pitch is at 1:05 in pregame with Charlie and Dave with Nats on deck at 12:35 on The Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Please don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what is trending.
Welcome back. DOC on a hot microphone. DHing for coach. Could be an awards procedure. You never know with Sheehan. Sheehan, I mean, whatever it was, I just hope the security is beefed up enough. Okay, I've got some good news. And I've got some great news.
Ooh.
Now, the good news is that Prime Day is almost here. The great news is this year you'll get four of them.
Oh my.
Ooh.
4 days.
4 days to find deals on all your favorite things. Shop Prime Day July 8th through the 11th at Amazon.com. How you like that?
Love me some Prime Day deals.
Yeah, that is strong. Love deals from all the way.
You a couple Echo Dots on the cheap? Those things are...
Hey, man.
Love having those around the house.
Yeah, it's all good. You notice how sometimes, oftentimes, free things taste better?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's got to be something with them wiring from the brain. It's something about that. Oh, man, some of the best meals in the world have been free meals.
It's true.
Now, if you don't believe me, you listen to our first caller. Let's go to a man that he's never met a topic that he doesn't know about. Little, welcome home.
That's right, legend. Shout out to Mad Max. Let me help the junkies out first, and I got another issue I want to run it by you. They was talking about the pension setup for the NBA. What they have is, when they enter the NBA, they have 1 year to establish your IRA. Individual retirement account, and they have to put $10,000 in there to establish. Before the NBA, I got a couple of cousins played in it, but back in the day, Doc, that's why I know this.
Oh, before, I know you're no 401,
ain't no TSP. Ain't no 401 TSP. They got to open up their own individual retirement account for the maximum of 10. The minimum, I think, is $10,000. Then the NBA.
Did the junkies not allow you access?
No, I was working out. That I couldn't get in. I didn't want to call. I sometimes I get up early. Sometimes I get up a little late. I keep.
Well,
do me a favor. One other thing.
Call them tomorrow and explain that they deserve to hear it from you.
Yeah, I'm gonna call.
Because our audience didn't hear. If we didn't hear it, then don't take up my time. Deal with the junkies.
I really get into that age where I do get up that early. You know, I just turned 60.
Go right forward. What's your next topic? You.
This is very important here, because I ex Charlotte, I ex Oklahoma, and I ex Annapolis. I say y'all call yourself Redskins diehard fans, but you know where I see it, Doc. I gave him one little simple question. I ain't heard back nothing from anybody. I know they're listening. I asked them, what legend from the George Allen days, which they was called the Redskins? Because I was working in the stadium back then. I was 17 years old. Was on the sideline when Joe Gibbs was running Super Bowls. Ain't nobody hit me back yet. But you know what, though? I'm a call it now. It was Charlie Teller, you numbskulls. You talking about you want a name change, but I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to ask you one more question.
Let me give you some advice.
Would you rather have a Super Bowl victory or a name change? Would you rather have a Super Bowl victory or a name change? Charlie Teller,
I want
was a
you
legend,
to start a podcast. You need to be on a
podcast.
Oh,
yeah. I'm going to get there.
All right.
Doc, I know some big people downtown, man.
Appreciate
you,
dog.
You know what, Doc?
We got to run. Say goodbye. Lap, you have got to top that. Little came on here doing a PSA. Yeah. First of all, he's mad at my boys. He mad at the Junks. And then he's doing the PSA. I love him, but my God, he has got to get a podcast.
Yeah, I'm
What's
with
up?
Him, man. He need to put me on a podcast with him, man. And I'm down with that, man. We can
get good. Y'all be good. What's on your mind, Lap?
Oh, man, I want this this throwback, man. I'm excited about it. You know what I'm saying? I know, of course, you know, Doc, you want wins, and that's what we want. But I really want to see what they're going to do with these throwbacks. I'm hoping to see
what do you want
the spears on
do?
The helmet. The spears on the helmet would be nice.
Okay, are we talking about relevance to the Commanders or throwback and nostalgia?
What was the throwbacks? What was the helmets that we had before the Redskin ones? Didn't they do the spear? Wasn't that like in the 70s?
They did the spear. They're not gonna do the R. Yeah, because the W I like much better than that than the R that they had.
Yeah, I'm hoping for the W too. W too. Yeah. Hey Doc, let me ask you this about the season. I know you said, you know, wins and losses start on the front for offense and defense. So, do you think on the defensive side, because we bulked it up the offensive side with the offensive line helping Jaden out? Do you think
they did the same thing on the defense side? They got bigger. They got bigger defensively as well. They got bigger.
Okay.
Now they got not only did Philly big. Well, yeah, they got bigger. But now they got to prove they can be better. See, Philly's big and physical and fast. You got size is good, but you can't be as stiff. So we'll find out when the pad's on.
Yeah,
I don't have the ability to evaluate a game that's played in full pads when they're in nylons. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yes,
I've seen
sir.
A lot of big
Good
people not do
you,
anything. I've seen a whole bunch of big people not bust a grape. So we'll see. Appreciate you, Lap.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to mess this up. Okay. Samaja? Did I blow that?
Samaj.
Oh, Samaj.
The Be More Violator.
Oh, my God. Well, you should have put that down. What's up, baby?
What's up, Doc? Thanks for
you know what? Having a good time, man. Dealing with the people.
Yeah, you are, Doc, as always.
I don't know how to do it any other way.
I know that's right, big bro.
But the truth.
I know that's right, big bro. And listen, I know you always big on IQ, just like you big on wins. So I hope, and as I'm in petty mode because we're in the off-season, I definitely had to call in and speak to this new look or retro look or whatever. And my IQ just says this. They can keep it simple and keep it real.
What do you want?
I can't remember. Listen to me. I can't remember the gentleman's name, but Chief so-and-so was the logo.
Chief Z?
If I'm not mistaken.
No, not,
oh,
if
Chief,
I'm not mistaken.
Chief was the, oh, you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, if I'm not mistaken, Doc, Chief is synonymous with Commander. It's a perfect fit. It's a perfect match. I'm starting the campaign right now. Hopefully, Kevin Sheehan, the good old coach, will co-sign on me. But I want the logo back full time. They can do all this other stuff, you know, for special dates and all of that. But bring the logo back with Chief So-and-So full time because, a chief is a commander. It fits. And to keep the W, throw the W on the pants, on the waist, and you got the best of both worlds from a marketing and economic standpoint. You don't got to go retrofit behind a new logo. Keep the W in play. Add a feather to it if you like. Keep a W in play. But bring back the logo. I want to see Chief So-and-so at the 50 again in the new RFK Stadium or wherever it's going to be. Thanks for taking my call, y'all. Keep some blessings.
Appreciate it. Yeah, it's a good deal. You know, that's a way I'd be good with it. I'm good with all of it. But I realize that the most important thing is how we perform in it. And I just can't lose that point. I think some people would take it and we'd be 0-16 and they would take it. I'm not one of those.
Yeah, the question that I think, was it the Junkies or was it Beam and Chip Finley that they put out, would you rather have Dan Snyder as the owner and keep the Redskins name, or would you rather, like, that, it's a no-brainer to me.
Think of the Junks.
Yeah.
I almost threw up. It was great. It was a great topic. I give him credit.
Yeah, it gets
all the credit in the world.
Gets calls, gets the people going, but damn, vibe, man, no.
You know, it's like, I like Penn State's uniforms.
They're clean. They're classic.
But it's who they are.
Yeah.
It's who they've been.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan.
That was my next one.
If you take the Wolverine helmet, I'm like, you lose so many alums.
Mm-hmm. It's the whole
brand. They got a color they wear. I don't even know what the color is, but it's not burgundy. Would it kill you just to get the colors right? Burgundy and gold. How hard is that? I mean, but again, I'm asking a group of people that made these changes way before that are where they rightfully should be now, unemployed. They made the decision. But how hard is it? Who changes that? Would you go to Ohio State and change their color? Would you go to Texas? The burnt orange is classic.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to like it, but you know what it is, and you know what it represents. Suppose they change that. How would you feel about it?
Yeah, if they turned burnt orange into a slightly brighter shade, like prison jumpsuit orange, like it's just
exactly.
Yeah.
What numbskull would even consider that to be a good idea? All the people that contributed to universities over the years here because they feel an attachment. I feel detached from this group. I felt cut out of this group,
mm-hmm.
based on that. That's how insensitive they were not to consider all the people that put blood and sweat into the organization. But so be it. We'll see. I can't wait to see how this vote goes. Be interesting, to say the very least. Coming up on top of the hour, young fella, little scoot so we can pay for your enormous salary. 301-230-0980 is the number. Join us if you have a take. If you don't, do us a favor and don't join us. We'll be back.